The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Also in the special session, Texas lawmakers are moving ahead with redistricting, even though that's supposed to happen once every decade after the census.
Dallas Democrat Nathan Johnson has filed Senate Joint Resolution 1, a constitutional amendment that would go before the voters. It would prohibit mid-decennial redistricting in Texas.
And no longer will a party in power be tempted to try to insulate itself from electoral consequences of bad policy and bad leadership by redrawing maps and picking their voters. You just can't do it. I don't ever want to have this conversation again.
Johnson says he doesn't even think his measure will get a hearing, but he says somebody needs to know there's an alternative to the, quote, madness we're experiencing. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Central Texas Recovery Update.
So many emotional accounts from survivors and first responders along the Guadalupe River. And today, a group of state lawmakers get their first full review of how the state reacted.
There are stories of chaos and stories of heroism from the flood disaster in Kerr County in the Hill Country. But was Texas ready for this? Today, the state's new Senate and House Disaster Preparedness and Flooding Committee meets to hear about whether Texas was ready or not. They'll also hear about communications between first responders and Governor Abbott. It says they'll be also looking at early warning systems.
But we have to evaluate it, I think, through this lens. And that is, what may be needed in the Guadalupe River area could be completely different than what is needed in Tom Green County.
The joint committee is made up of 13 Republicans and 5 Democrats, 9 from each chamber. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's outrage in the flood-ravaged parts of the Hill Country after reports that lawmakers rushing to raise property taxes by 8%. But at a meeting this week, Kerr County commissioners said that's a lie.
Speaking of little false rumors, I think I stomp out 3 or 4 every day.
Commissioner Don Harris warns that in the future, they will be forced to address flood damage. He hopes it can be accomplished with, quote, tightened belts like they did during COVID. It's now estimated that the county has lost $200 million in real estate value.
The trend continues, dropping violent crime rates in Dallas, down 14% from this time last year.
Major Chuck Merritt says it's happening because they're able to identify and deploy their narcotics, vice, and specialized crime units to areas where crime is happening. This strategy has proven to be very effective in the Southeast Division.
It has dropped so far that there's no point of being there anymore because those things aren't, well, they're happening very little. But that particular area that was causing so much violence has been mitigated significantly.
Business robberies are down 13% as well. Merritt credits weekly meetings between all divisions that have focused on the robbery suspects for that drop. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
There are questions about former Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia's bid to lead Fort Worth PD. His application came in after the deadline. Councilman Chris Nettles tells NBC5 that would disqualify him.
If we did not have enough qualified candidates, then we should have extended the list or the application period for everyone.
A city spokesperson says the search firm spoke with Garcia 5 days late, and it's not unusual to keep the door open for strong candidates.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
In an effort to combat propaganda, Google announces that it's taken down nearly 11,000 YouTube channels and accounts that are linked to state-sponsored disinformation campaigns from China and Russia. NFL player Rashee Rice is yet to pay the $1 million civil settlement to a crash victim from his high-speed hit-and-run in Dallas, prompting her attorney to pursue wage garnishment through the Kansas City Chiefs. Governor Abbott reports that Task Force 1 has recovered the body of a missing adult female lost in the July 4th flood. They're still missing one adult male and one little girl from Camp Mystic. So the number of missing is now down to just 2.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
20 minutes of stuff with none of the fluff. It's our 20 minute morning briefing. It begins now on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all news morning show at 7:22.
It is 22 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. More than a year after a high speed crash in Dallas, a victim says former SMU wideout Rashi Rice still hasn't paid a dime of their $1 million civil settlement.
As the first payment came due, we got the call that Rashi wasn't going to be able to pay.
Attorney Mark Linehan says Rice claims he's broke, even with a $1.3 million salary from the Kansas City Chiefs.
No money, nil. Nil, as in, Rashi, how much money is in your bank account? Nil. No money.
The attorney may ask a Missouri judge to garnish Rice's pay. Rice pleaded guilty last week and got 30 days in jail and 5 years probation.
News for the law offices of Nick Namath at myirsteam.com. Fort Worth schools, the latest to pass a ban on cell phones in classrooms. NBC5's Alana Quillen says the board approved the ban last night, saying they're simply following the new state laws.
Fort Worth ISD calling their policy "Put it away, learn today," and already some are questioning how this will be enforced.
Teachers and principals are going to be the front line of this policy, and there's going to be a pushback. Who's going to have their back when they start confiscating cell phones, turning them into the office, when students and parents start pushing back on this policy?
Starting on day one of the school year, students will be expected to power off and put away their phones or risk having them confiscated.
So punishment if students are caught with a phone in the classroom, ranging from a verbal warning to suspension.
7:24 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. We are seeing a pretty darn good rally right across the board. And I mean, not just here, but around the world. Japan closed up 3.5% today. That's because the president's announced that he's reached a trade deal with Japan that will impose 15% tariffs on imports, including automobiles from Japan. So why is that good news? Because that's a lot less than it was going to be. And also, it looks like maybe it's a done deal. Now, the president goes on to say, and this is getting a little murky here, but said the deal includes a $550 billion fund to make investments in the U.S., with Japan agreeing to provide the funds to invest in projects in America. We're not sure exactly which projects and what money is counted, but that's a lot of money. Japan's also going to buy 100 Boeing aircraft, boost their rice purchases, and buy $8 billion worth of agricultural and other products. In fact, one of the things they're talking about is increasing liquefied natural gas shipments coming out of Alaska, which would restart all that business. Long and short of it is, because of all that, the Dow looks up 240 points. The S&P looks up 24. The NASDAQ's the laggard, but it still looks up 35 points, which would be enough to a new all-time high. Lots of local companies making news. TI came with earnings after the close. The earnings were just outstanding, but that stock is falling on its face, down over 10% this morning on the guidance. And they're suggesting that the tariffs are not good news for TI. Maybe some of that automotive news is, though. AT&T out with earnings. They beat on the top and the bottom line. Very upbeat. Lennox beat handily on their earnings, 95 cents better than expected, and raised their guidance. Mr. Cooper missed on both the top and the bottom line. And keep an eye on the Dallas Morning News. We thought that was a done deal, but now another outfit, MNG Enterprises, has come along with, they say, is a counter offer. The deal to sell to Hearst was for $14 a share. MNG says they're offering $16.50. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, I'm not good at math, but that's a better deal, isn't it?
Well, if it's for real, it sure is.
Yeah, no doubt. 7:26 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Getting you from one flight to another faster. That's the point of the new one-stop security program American Airlines has implemented at DFW Airport, eliminating the need for passengers to recheck bags or go through TSA screening again when arriving from London Heathrow. Jim Moses is American Airlines Vice President of Hub Operations.
Thanks to EPP, processing times for customers returning from home from abroad have been cut in half, which means they are able to clear immigration in record time to get them home to their families sooner or get them off to their connecting flight much quicker.
And American says it could serve as a model for future international connections across other airports.
Meanwhile, Frontier Airlines launching 3 new routes from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport this fall. Nonstop service to El Paso begins October 8th, followed by flights to Charleston, South Carolina, and Tucson, Arizona on October 9th. Promotional fares start at, get this, $39. Frontier now serves 37 nonstop destinations from DFW.
Texas Republicans are celebrating what they say is a huge legal victory.
An appeals court has upheld the so-called Death Star bill, which reins in local governments. Jose Melendez with the Taxpayer Protection Project says this creates one set of rules for the whole state.
An AC company should not have to abide by different rules because they're working two counties over. That's who we're trying to protect.
He says there will no longer be a patchwork of rules from one city to the next. San Antonio and Austin, for example, wanted to mandate paid sick leave. The state now has control. It's likely that the legislation will eventually be challenged all the way to the state Supreme Court. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.